to prepare for ICD-10-CM. That's an enormous task right now because, let's face it, there's just a little more than a year to go in getting ready. On September 30th, 2014, after more than 30 years, the physicians have been doing this one way for more than 30 years, the United States healthcare system will assign its last ICD-9-CM code for diagnosis. That's an impact. It's the largest impact that we have seen in quite a while, maybe since the DRG implementation. The largest impact in this change will be those required to your computer systems. Assessing the systems early is going to be fundamental in keeping on top of this transition. Then preparing your staff and making a plan is another key component. The switch to ICD-10-CM will affect both the practice management system and the electronic health record. In addition to billing, many computer system components or modules currently use ICD-9 as part of their logic. Think about it. ICD-9 in your patient problem list, your appointment or preventive intervention alerts, your system interfaces, your standard reports. You must determine the potential impact on your practice, and you must do it as soon as possible, an impact analysis. Look, we can all do this. Coders go through changes every day. We talk to physicians every day. We get their input, which is absolutely going to be necessary in this transition. You have to plan to maintain both your I-9 codes and your I-10 codes in your systems once I-10 is implemented for some time. And the exact length of time will be determined by the needs of your practice, with the greatest being the ability to resubmit unpaid claims when the service dates are prior to October 1, 2014.